The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
KCM launches strategic 60-day maintenance shutdown at Nchanga Smelter. Opposition Christian Democratic Party leader promises to lower cost of living if elected. And vote count begins in Ethiopia as ruling party targets landslide win. Good afternoon. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Konkola Copper Mines PLC, KCM, has commenced a planned 60-day shutdown as part of a comprehensive maintenance and repair program at its Nchanga smelter aimed at enhancing operational efficiency, reliability and long-term production performance. KCM Acting Chief Executive Officer Malcolm Mewet said the scheduled shutdown forms part of the company's broader rebuilding and modernizing strategy designed to strengthen mining and processing operations across the business. Mr. Mewet said that KCM commenced the 60-day shutdown of the Nchanga smelter to undertake critical maintenance works that will enhance operational effectiveness and improve overall plant reliability. These scheduled works will help ensure the smelter operates optimally within its design parameters and supports improved performance in the years ahead, said Mr. Mewet in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today by KCM Corporate Affairs Department. He said that KCM expects to resume smelter operations in August 2026. The shutdown will involve major refurbishment and maintenance activities requiring close collaboration with original equipment manufacturers, specialized technical partners, local contractors and suppliers. The rehabilitation works have engaged more than 1,449 skilled and unskilled workers, including 578 newly created jobs that directly benefit local community members through employment opportunities, skilled labor engagement and associated support services. Opposition Economic Front President Winter Kabimba has described as laughable the two counts of assault leveled against former Mazabuka Member of Parliament Garin Kombo, arguing that the former lawmaker was merely defending himself during the incident in question. Mr. Nkombo was yesterday charged with two counts of assault, occasioning actual bodily harm following allegations that he and his supporters assaulted two individuals during the filing of nominations for the Mazabuka parliamentary seat. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kabimba said the decision to charge Mr. Nkombo was contradictory, adding that the events surrounding the altercation was witnessed by many people and appeared to show Mr. Nkombo acting in self-defense. Mr. Kabimba has, however, suggested that the police officers at the scene during the ordeal must also be charged for neglect. The police were there and allowed the assault to happen in their presence, so they too should be charged, said Mr. Kabimba. He maintained that had the police adequately protected Mr. Nkombo, there would have been no need for him to defend himself.
As that incident was taking place, should be the ones to effect an arrest on Garin Kombo. I think it's a paradox, okay? It's an embarrassment. Because if those police officers had protected Garin Kombo, Garin Kombo would not have reached to the point of defending himself. What Gary Nkombo was doing was to defend himself, because the law enforcement agents that are paid and charged with the duty to protect him as a citizen were not discharging their responsibility. So for me, if Gary Kombo is going to be punished for that, I think it's only fair that the officers be punished also for neglect of duty or dereliction of duty.
Opposition Christian Democratic Party CDP President Danny Pule has promised to reintroduce subsidies on maize and farming inputs if elected president in the August general elections. Dr. Pule says his experience as former Minister of National Planning and Development gives him enough experience needed to effectively manage and balance the national budget while prioritizing the welfare of citizens. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Dr. Pule said his government will subsidize mealie meal prices, arguing that funds allocated annually towards maize production are often mismanaged and could instead be directed towards reducing the cost of the staple commodity. He further said a proper government should play a more active role in easing the cost of living by utilizing state-owned production facilities established under former President Edgar Lungu in Mpika and Monze, adding that CDP will enhance partnerships with cooperating partners to help increase maize processing capacity and lower mealie meal prices. Dr. Pule has since assured citizens and his supporters that within the first 12 months of a CDP administration, a 25-kilogram bag of mealie meal will cost not more than 200 kwacha, with prices expected to continue declining throughout his term of office.
The CDP government will subsidize mealie meal. I know how we can balance the budget and provide for the budget. You know, I know we shall do it because every year there is money provided in the national budget, okay, to grow maize. What happens to that money? Do we get it back? I'll tell you what the CDP government will do. We'll get it back in terms of bags of mealie meal, and we shall use our own production companies, government as companies, milling companies, which.
United Party for National Development, UPND Chairperson for Elections and Campaigns, Likando Mufalali, says the ruling party will not take for granted the seats it has secured and opposed ahead of the August general elections. Mr. Mufalali said the party remains focused on campaigning vigorously to ensure it wins every available seat and secures a strong mandate for continuity in government. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Mufalali describes the number of candidates who have gone unopposed as only the tip of the iceberg of what the party expects to achieve in August. He said the development demonstrates the strength of the UPND and highlights what he termed the weakness of the opposition. This is a major boost for the party and is giving the UPND momentum as election campaigns intensify, said Mr. Mufalali. He added that the ruling party is determined to work hard and deliver victories at all levels, including ward, parliamentary, mayoral and presidential elections. Mr. Mufalali expressed confidence with the UPND's campaign strategy and record in government that he says will help the party secure widespread support from voters across the country in the forthcoming polls.
What we are looking at as a party is to ensure that we have the party intact, so that even if there is an opponent who is contesting against our preferred candidate, that opposing party or that party that is contesting in that area should be defeated with ease and is strategic. And for any right-thinking member of the UPND, their desire is to win a seat, not to divide the seat or divide the votes and lose the seat based on five people picking from the same pot.
In African news, vote counting is underway in Ethiopia after millions of citizens cast ballots in a parliamentary election widely expected to hand Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and his ruling Prosperity Party another five-year term, despite security incidents, opposition concerns and ongoing conflicts. Polling stations closed late Monday night across Ethiopia, with vote counting beginning early Tuesday after millions of citizens took part in legislative elections. Authorities